The Inopportune Moment, a Critical Role fan fiction, written by Professor, read by God of Laundry Baskets. This was recorded for Voice Team 2024 by Team Quack. It is rated mature with pairing Boyasha and Essek Caleb. The letters are delivered to Bo by secret courier at a meeting in one of the sketchier districts of Zadash. Yasha was there as backup, of course, but the handoff goes remarkably smoothly. Now Bo and her wife are safely back at home, and Bo's grin gets wider and wider as she reads the letters. Fucking jackpot. The Cerebus Assembly won't know what hit them. Here you go. A mug of cocoa appears at Bo's elbow. I'm making a late-night snack, too, says Yasha, wearing her Zadashian in the streets, Zorhassian in the sheets, apron. How about some curry-roasted bugs? Sounds great, babe, Bo smiles at her. I'm just going to update Caleb on this. She pulls out the sending stone. He's going to lose his fucking mind when he sees these letters. I'm so happy for you. Yasha presses a kiss to the top of Bo's head. Oh, wait. If Caleb's coming, I should probably put on something beside just the apron. I mean, you don't have to, Bo smirks. No, I'll throw something else on. Last time he kept staring, you know that way he does, where he's looking over your shoulder so hard because he's trying not to look at you. Yasha wanders out of the room. Yeah, that was great. Bo then picks up the stone and holds it to her mouth. Yo, Caleb, you up? Got some super cool shit that you should look at, you know, for the thing. There's a long silence. Bo frowns, wondering if something is wrong, when suddenly, heavy breathing and panting sounds in her mind. Yeah, Beauregard, this is perhaps not the best time. Caleb's voice sounds weirdly hoarse as it crawls into her brain. Oh, shit, fuck, no, nope. Bo is mentally punching all the images that are trying to form in her head right now. Nope. Essek, just a minute. Is there an emergency, Beauregard? Bo is hit with another flurry of mental blows. Nope, everything's fine. It can wait till morning. Bo is desperate to get off this call, as yet another voice creeps into her brain. I did not say you could stop, Caleb Widogast. Yeah, Bo's really regretting that she talked Caleb into noodling with their sending stones to add a speaker function now. Everything's fine. Talk in the morning. Yeah, bye. Bo slams the sending stone down on the table. Nightmare finally over. Thank fuck. This does kind of feel like payback for all the times Caleb has overheard her and Yasha, though. But it's funny when we do it, Bo grumbles. Hey, babe, Yasha says as she walks back into the room a few minutes later, slinging a robe around her shoulders. Is Caleb up? Is he coming? Bo groans and drops her head onto the table. The end. Thank you for listening. And as I always sign off things, quack early, quack often.